We're looking at a photo of you here, standing beside the Queen and your father. Tell me what, tell me about this event that we're looking at.
Well, I was only six, but I do remember it just like it was yesterday, kind of. I've remembered it my entire life. It was sort of a something we've always talked about. My dad was the mayor here in Sackville, actually for 20 years, over his lifetime. And so at the time, he had to choose a six-year-old to give flowers to the Queen, and they had basically the Queen's organizers gave him a six. It had to be a six-year-old, had to be a female. They had certain things that he needed to pick from, and so I happened to be six, and so I got the job, which I
Wow.
guess is what most parents would probably do, just because it was obviously a once in a lifetime experience for me that I've always remembered too. So
Yeah, if you had found out later that he had given it to someone else, I'm sure you would have been pretty.
I probably would have been a little disappointed. It's kind of a neat thing. So I remember having to go to Convocation Hall to practice how to curtsy. My mom wasn't involved. She doesn't think in that. She doesn't remember it, but I had to go practice walking the stage many times in shoes that I didn't want to wear, practicing how to curtsy and how to properly present myself. And then my granddad, I needed an escort. So my dad chose my granddad, who was British, and went through the war. He and my grandmother both went through the war. So he came and wore all of his medals and was quite proud to be
Wow.
waiting for me at the bottom of the steps.
And so, do you recall what that, what the converse, I mean, was there a conversation? Is there an exchange that happens when this happens between a queen and a 6-year-old girl?
I don't remember her actually saying anything to me. I'm pretty sure I didn't speak at all. So I remember going up the stairs and doing my curtsy, and my mom remembers as I'm walking up the queen saying, "Oh my, well look at her." And then she did put her hand on my arm, which mom thought was kind of neat because I don't think that she often did that, but I think she thought I was pretty cute. And so yeah, so I don't remember an exchange. She may have said something to me, but I don't remember.
Many, many people around the world are celebrating the Queen's funeral. You are in this business. I mean, this is your family business. We're at the Campbell's Funeral Home, chatting today. Can you, I thought it would be interesting to hear your thoughts on what's the importance of this collective event, this funeral event?
I think over the years, I've been here for 20 some odd years, which is hard to believe. I've noticed that, when you have a visitation or a funeral, it brings people together, which is what's happening on a huge scale with the Queen. People are coming together. They need to go and just see where she is, see her coffin. I think that brings some closure, and it helps people to talk to other people. And that happens here on a small scale too. It's the, just to bring a community together and people that love you and care for you. It makes a big difference in terms of how you continue to cope and to recognize that someone lived a pretty wonderful life and did so many things. Yeah, I think it's the same thing that's happening there, but just in a massive scale.
These types of events have taken quite a hit over the course of the pandemic, and so it is interesting timing to see this happening now, and when there are far fewer restrictions, and in fact probably none in the UK and none here. It's yeah, and you must be seeing that too, the sort of the loss of the events, and then now they're returning, and so people, yeah, you can see the benefit of that.
I can see the benefit of that, and people did miss a lot of that, the community, and I missed it too, being able to see people and come out as a group. And even if they were as a group, you couldn't really get close to each other. And that's what happens during funerals. You want to give a hug and get close to someone and share your stories and things. So it's nice that things are coming back, and it's nice that people can go to see her in such a large scale.
Now, I mean, you mentioned this is your connection, your family connections is sort of what got you this gig when you're six, giving the flowers to the Queen there. What was it like growing up in a household? Your father was the youngest mayor in New Brunswick when he was elected in 1977. And like you mentioned, he was mayor of Sackville for 20 years, not all in at once, but over his life. What was it like being the mayor's daughter?
I think it didn't really affect me in any unusual way. I do remember feeling like most people referred to me as, oh, it's the mayor's daughter, or, you know, we were the mayor's children, and that was no problem. I think it was just dad was just the mayor. Yeah. And so it didn't really, I did go to some functions, I think, with him over the years, which I don't really remember. I see pictures sometimes, or people from town will bring me photos. So it's kind of neat. I was very, very small. So other than that, I don't think it just was the way it was. Yeah. And to me, he was the mayor for a long time.
And you don't remember having to do many events like this. This was sort of a special occasion.
That was definitely the best occasion. Yeah. The most important one, because he did take me to other things, but nothing like this. Yeah.
It's such a long time ago, 1984. Mm-hmm. And even our relationship with the monarchy and how we think of them, you know, has shifted and changed. I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty about that now. Do you think like an event like this would happen today still, or was there a sort of different quality to it? Like a, you know, did the monarchy mean something different in 1984?
I think maybe it did to some people. I think if you watch the news, there's a lot more people who have maybe something negative to say, but I don't know why they would say that. But I think this event back then, it would not happen like this again either. This was, you know, obviously there was security and different things around, but it was a much more relaxed type of thing than it might be today. Like, a lot has happened since 1984.
Right. So yeah, you're thinking that that actually was more free flow of people than you think it might happen today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Do you still remember how to curtsy?
Good question. I probably could remember how to curtsy. Yeah. Yeah. That was a lot of time spent at Convocation Hall doing that. Yeah. Yeah.
What's it like for you to recall this event and you know, what are you reflecting on, you know, as we celebrate the Queen's funeral?
I just think I'm grateful. I've always been grateful to have had that experience, and I'm pretty proud to be able to say that I did do that. We've got a picture up out in the hallway, and so a lot of people notice it, and they'll always say, oh, is that you in the picture? And it is, with my little cute little haircut. but I, you know, the Queen to me, she was beautiful there. She always was beautiful. She aged very well. And I don't know. Like I said, I remember this just like it was yesterday, kind of, which is pretty neat, because you can't say that about most things back when you were six. So, yeah, I'll be watching the services on Monday for sure.